Timberlake Playhouse getting ready for their second production of the season, and an absolute pleasure to have on the phone with us today, Cody Jolly. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm looking forward to the interview. Now, you're going to be in Awe Wilderness by Eugene O'Neill. What's your role, and tell us a little bit about the production.
Well, I'll be playing the uncle. His name is Sid. The show is, I feel like the best way to describe it is honestly the perfect summer night. Actually, me and one of my fellow castmates, Shayna, who was actually here last season in Gaslight as well, she's returning to play Lily opposite me. And we were out by the lake last night, and we said, oh my gosh, this feels exactly like Awe Wilderness. It just feels like, you know, that warm, cozy feeling. So it's basically about this family, the Millers and as well the Davises, and we all live together, and it's a day in our lives. So we kind of get a chance to go back in time to 1906 and get a chance to feel what America was dealing with and what this, you know, Central American family was dealing with. And it's a real treat. So funny, so lighthearted, and just very warm-natured.
Again, visiting with Cody Jolly. Cody, you were telling me this is your fifth summer at the Timberlake Playhouse. Let's go back to that first summer. How did you end up near Mount Carroll, Illinois?
Actually, Jim spotted me out. I was doing a big audition out in St. Louis, and he spotted me out and invited me into audition, and we hit it off immediately, and I've been begging him to come back as much as I can ever since.
You have been in a number of productions. Do you have a particular favorite or two that you've done at Timberlake?
Oh, that is really tough. That is a really tough question, but I think I would have to say Awe Wilderness would definitely be up there as one of my favorites already. The ensemble cast is truly amazing, and we are having such a good time in rehearsal. Obviously, shows like Greater Tuna and Gaslight over the last couple seasons, and Young Frankenstein and Music Man, I mean, they've all been such a treat, and I feel so grateful to get to have done so many wonderful things out here.
You've gained a lot of experience at Timberlake Playhouse. How has that aided you in your career, Cody?
Oh, 150% in every direction. The directors that I've worked with out here and the fellow actors, not to mention just Jim and his leadership, I mean, I learn more every day and how just to operate and be even a better person. So it's a wonderful experience to be out here, and it's something that has completely changed my life, totally for the better.
Now, you have gotten some experience as a director as well. What got you leaning toward that?
It's always something that I was really passionate about. I'm an only child, and so, you know, when I was a kid, I always felt like I was directing the plays and the neighborhood plays with the kids and stuff, and so directing was always something that was inherently something that I knew I wanted to do. But, I like doing both things equally. I love theater, and I love connecting with an audience and telling a story, you know, and in whatever way I can do that, I love to do it.
Having been on the stage, does that help you as a director, Cody?
Oh, yes. I think so, definitely. It helps me. I always feel that I never tell an actor to do something I wouldn't be willing to do myself. And I feel that you know, it sort of sets up a relationship where I, you know, of trust. And I always feel like that's something important. And that's something that a lot of other directors have taught me, you know, along the way. People like Chuck Smith, who is directing Awe Wilderness for us right now, working with someone as experienced and as knowledgeable as him, it's just a treasure chest of experience to pull from. So I feel like I've been very lucky.
I would imagine, you know, the great thing about being at the Timberlake Playhouse is visiting with the other actors, visiting with the directors who are there, trying to pick their brain, get yourself a little bit more experience as you go forward in your career. Is that basically about right?
Oh, I would say 100%. You nailed it. Yep.
And what have you learned from Chuck Smith?
Well, specifically, just what it means to really be professional. He is so laid back and easygoing, and he approaches the work with integrity and with truth. And I always found, like myself as a director, I would always think, okay, what would Chuck do? And that guided me very well through a few of the things that I've done out here. So Chuck is amazing, and he's really pulled out all the stops for Awe Wilderness. Like the set, we're going into our tech process now, and the set is enormous and amazing, and the cast is humongous, and it's going to be a treat. I'm really excited for I was telling Chuck actually yesterday, I said, I really wish my parents were going to see this because I feel like everyone can appreciate the simplicity and the nature and the importance to words and literature and this other time.
You bring up something interesting. You're from Atlanta. Do your parents get an opportunity to see you perform much?
Yes, they do. I'm very lucky to have very supportive parents, and they see me in almost everything that they can. Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, Timberlake Playhouse, of course, very special to you and to the area. It's been special for James Beaudry. This is going to be his last year as the artistic director. So what's it been like the last few days with James up there?
Oh, we have a blast up here, and he's definitely making sure that this season is all it can be. I can just say from what I've heard about how the season's going to progress even past All Wilderness, Mount Carroll and the surrounding areas are in for a mighty treat come the rest of the season.
Did you got to catch some of Mary Poppins. I understand it was their biggest opening show in some 15 years.
Wow. I hadn't heard that, but I can definitely believe it. I was sitting in the audience myself on the dress rehearsal night just in complete awe. Erica Steffen, who is a close friend of mine from, of course, out here at Timberlake, but she was just absolutely extraordinary. The cast and the choreography and everything was just out of this world.
Again, visiting with Cody Jolling. Again, thanks so much for your time. We got a couple more minutes yet. You've been at Timberlake, you're telling me, your fifth summer, and you mentioned Erica, and you've been on stage with her before. Now, when you get back on stage with an actor maybe you performed with 2 or 3 years ago, do you get a connection yet, Cody?
Oh, yes. It's almost like reconnecting, you know, with like an old friend. You know, it's even if we haven't seen each other since that show, it's always so nice to just jump right back in where we left off. For instance, Grant Brown, who is returning this season, he played Bert in Mary Poppins this season. He's also in All Wilderness. And although we don't share any scene work together, it's seeing him and jumping right back in where we left off. It's really amazing. It's that way with the entire cast.
So, I'm sorry, what's up next for you, Cody?
Next for me, I will be in Chicago after All Wilderness closes. I'll be doing a production of Shock-Headed Peter.
All right, very good. Hey, again, I'm looking forward to seeing you on stage. Looking forward to the production, All Wilderness. It opens up on Thursday. Everything looks like ready to go for opening night?
Oh, yeah, we're ready. We can't wait to see you there.
Okay, thank you so much, Cody.
Thank you so much.
Again, Cody Jolly going to be on stage at All Wilderness by Eugene O'Neill. Timberlake Playhouse runs June 15th through the 24th. Contact them 815-244-2035 for tickets or go to timberlakeplayhouse.org.